why are you looking at me?
I'm not. I'm just trying not to look at the person
who's
doing
it. Forget.
Don't sing it piano, just sing it forte.
You're not even in that story.
Shh. I was going to bring the lamp.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to Christ Chapel on Friday for our Friday musical showcase, and this is a wonderful morning. We have with us this morning the Gustavus Social Justice Chamber Choir, a group that has formed. Did you form for Building Bridges? Is this kind of where you started? Okay, but I think there'll be more after this, possibly. Michael McKenzie is the leader of this group. They are singing at Building Bridges conference tomorrow. They'll sing their full program. They're giving us a little preview today of about half of the program. And I am going to get out of the way and let Michael tell you about what they're doing.
Thank you. Okay, so this is the Gustavus Social Justice Chamber Choir. I just called it that because someone asked me what we called it, and I never came up with anything. So I was like, okay, so it's Gustavus, it's Social Justice, it's a chamber choir. So it just rolls off the tongue. This year's Building Bridges Conference, the topic surrounds mental illness as a social justice cause. And about a year and a half ago, I started working on just an independent project of something that was pretty meaningful to me. After the show 13 Reasons Why aired, there was a lot of questions about how media and art portrayed mental illness, and how a lot of people who experienced mental illness felt like it wasn't doing it justice. And I had never heard of there being a musical adaptation of that experience, so I said, why not do one myself? So I did a lot of research on that experience, and I took my own experiences into consideration, and I came up with what was originally a 70-minute choral program that would essentially take on this topic. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll use this someday in the future. And then Building Bridges happened, and I was like, okay, well, this is fate. I have to do something with it. And so I asked them, would you, you've never really had a musical offering as part of the Building Bridges conference, but they often do art pieces and dance pieces. So I said, this would be a cool addition to that. And so they were super on board, and I thought, oh, we'll just give like a concert in Bjorling one night. It'll be like people can come if they want to. They're like, no, no, so for the opening convocation, we're going to have you give a concert. And I was like, okay, which was terrifying. And then I gave them the 70-minute program. They're like, but you have 25 minutes. And I was like, okay. So narrowed it down to what I felt like was the most important part. And so we came up with a 25-minute program, and it spiraled into this big, much bigger thing than I was anticipating. And we have dancers, and there's some spoken word parts, and the choir has to do some formations and stuff, which we're not going to do today because I want to save it because it's really cool, and so I want it to just be in the moment. And so today we're going to do half of the program, and I'll kind of talk you through where things fall, the purpose of them. But first, I'll just start so you can hear what we do and hear how unbelievably talented these people are. They volunteered to do this, mostly after I begged them. We've been working since October about once. We've only met about once a week until the past 3 weeks when I was like, hi, are you available at 9 p.m. every night? You are now. So they've been working extremely hard, and they've been extremely flexible. And so I am beyond excited to share their talents with you, because they somehow, as a choir of 18, have managed to sound like a choir of 60. So we're going to start with our first piece, which is a very interesting setting of Bach's original chorale, Comme Susur Tod, or Come Sweet Death. It's sung in English. And then this composer's arrangement kind of holds true to what he originally did, and then added a little twist to help the text come across more poignantly. And then we'll move on from there.
Come, sweet death. 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 Come
So a little different than how Bach originally imagined that piece getting performed. But I think that that little addition at the end really helped emphasize how we're using the text in this concert. Then the next piece is very exciting. Comes from Minnesota, Minneapolis-based composer Jake Rennestad, who is a very young and up-and-coming. Last year, he wrote this piece. I don't remember why he felt the need to write about this topic, but this topic specifically deals with adolescent suicide. So how he actually wrote the piece is he put out on Twitter, he asked people for their personal stories of battling with mental illness, battling with suicide, and he asked them to use the hashtag #IKeptLiving. And then he took all the text from that and he set it to a piece of music. And that's how we have this piece of music. And part of the proceeds, actually when you purchase the music, I think about 10% of the proceeds go to suicide prevention programs. So part of purchasing the music for this, a lot of that money went to back to services that help prevent these things from happening. And this piece, in particular, there's a part where you can honor someone you've lost to suicide, if you so choose. Otherwise, you can use the original name that he put in there when he wrote it. And for myself, personally, last spring, I lost a dear family friend who was battling with depression, anxiety, and schizophrenia. And he committed suicide, and his sister is my godmother, and she's probably one of the people I'm closest to. And so I asked for her permission if I could help honor him in this way by using his name at the part where you can if you choose to, and we're going to do it tomorrow too. And so his name is Michael, so when they say it, I'm not referring to myself. But this piece, you'll hear Katie Peruca, who's a senior music and communications major, sing an absolutely beautiful solo, and she's also going to take care of the spoken word parts for this morning. And then this also features our wonderful accompanist, Lisa Johnson, who got all this music 2.5 weeks ago. And she's done an absolutely fabulous job. She, I think, saved me because I was like, hi, I know you don't I know you play piano and you're very good and I've never heard you, but would you be willing to accompany me on this concert? That's in 2.5 weeks. And she very kindly just said, sure, and she's done an absolutely fantastic job. And I think that's all I wanted to say. So here is Jake Rennestad's Please Stay.
No, don't go, don't go.
You can't go on another day. my happiness is no longer in the hands of someone else. I realize that what people say about me reflects who they are and not who I am. Suicide doesn't get rid of your pain, it just passes it on to someone else. It's okay to be a work in progress. Sharing your feelings doesn't make you weak. Some days are still such a struggle. All I can think about is Michael. I wish he kept living. I decided to ask for help instead of going through it alone. It was hard as hell, but I kept living. One person took the time to listen and understand. Sometimes, that's all it takes.
The next piece. I'll check my time. Oh, okay. Just enough time. So the next piece is one that I gave them about 3 weeks ago. We were originally going to do something else, and then I found this piece. The organization that put it together decided to sell it for free, and so I was like, I want it. And it was free. And so as a college student, like all the bells and whistles were going off. I was like, this is it! So this originally comes from BYU, Brigham Young University in Utah's Vocal Point, which is originally an all-male ensemble. They do a lot of pop arrangements. And they also have some amazing hymn settings and folk tune settings, and this is one of them. So this is one of my all-time favorite hymns from my time in the Gis Davis Wind Orchestra. We always close our tour concerts with Nearer My God to Thee. And this is also my grandmother's favorite hymn, and any chance I can get to make my grandmother proud is a good moment. And so this is Nearer My God to Thee, arranged by the BYU Vocal Point singers, and it features a singer who actually does not sing in the choirs at Gis Davis, but she should, because she's absolutely amazing, and she's a friend that I made while I was a camp counselor at Lutheran Summer Music Academy, and she was one of the awesome campers, and so I'm very, very excited to honor all of her hard work and her abilities. So this is Nearer My God to Thee, featuring soloist Natalie Johnson.
Come, seek him.
Excelsior, Excelsior,
Excelsior, Excelsior. Still all my soul shall be.
Thank you very much for coming out this morning. I encourage you I think students get a free ticket to Building Bridges. Come to the opening convocation. Following us, there's going to be a speaker. There are so many incredible events. We'd love for you to hear the other three pieces we're doing. They're just as cool. I wanted to do the whole thing, but I was like, that's probably a bad idea. And there's dance. Oh my God, I'm out of breath. Sorry. There's a lot of dancing. There's cool formations. If you thought it was going to pull at your heartstrings now, just wait. The closing piece is the one that always gets me. Can we get one more round of applause for these amazing group of singers? Thank you so much again for coming out to hear a little teaser concert. I hope to see you tomorrow, and hopefully this kind of thing can continue into the future. Thank you so much. Thank you.